Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you want to join us, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We were talking about a mask-free flash mob that hit a local grocery store here, a co-op, here in the Matteawan region today. Video footage is up. The raw footage from Joa from Breaking the Flaw, if you want to check it out now, unedited, you know, as it happened, it's all there. And, well, of course, it's not all there, only his perspective. There was, I don't know, 2 dozen people there today. Rough guess of the number of people. Yeah, and a wide range of ages. There were some elderly people there, and including one lady that was actually a member of the co-op. I don't know how many of the people there were members, but there was at least one of them that was not happy with them mandating masks and refusing service to people that have medical exemptions. So that was the reason they were targeted. We can continue with that discussion here in a moment, but first let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts. We actually have Ben in South Carolina. I mixed up the lines earlier. I called him.
Oh,
he wasn't there. Now he's here. Ben in South Carolina, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hey, and hey, Captain, what's happening?
Yo.
Great. Skyler's here, too, from Savage Street 603. Go ahead.
I apologize. I had a few weeks ago, I don't know if you remember, I had my counseling call into the show from Charleston. That's where I live. And he told you a little bit about how he was the only one on city council here that has been opposed to the mask mandate that is just in our municipality since the beginning. He's the only one on council. And our governor just recently came out just in the last few days. We never had a mandate, but he sort of had a recommendation. And he even made a formal statement that he was removing that statement, and that municipalities could not, overly enforce a mask mandate. You know, any reasonable exceptions were okay, but that, you know, he's from the beginning has been pretty, very conservative in the fact that he won't mandate masks in the state. However, our mayor is the absolute polar opposite of that man. And my councilman, I don't want to say his name, but I told him about your show, and I had him call in to tell you guys, and there now is a huge push about how he is a racist. He is this massive, white supremacist. And they are trying desperately to have him removed from council, and they've created a code of conduct now.
Is there any truth to the allegation that he is a white supremacist?
Yeah, listen, absolutely, absolutely not. I have known him since his campaign. He's the youngest person to ever be elected.
Wow.
To that seat. And I mean, to our council, and I helped him through his campaign, and I know him very well. I talk to him 2 or 3 times a week.
So you think they've created this code of conduct?
Girlfriend at one point.
Black girlfriend. Okay. You think that they created a code of conduct to violate? You know, give him an easy excuse to violate it and boot him out?
Yeah, they have created this code of conduct because he is not afraid to write things on, like, his social media or to do interviews and to say what he thinks about some of these ridiculous ordinances, and that he, you know, that he doesn't support it. Like, for instance, the after 11 music. And the masks outside. You know, here we have to wear a mask from the time you get out of your car until the time you get back in your car.
Or else what?
Until you get to your house.
Or else what?
Well, that's the thing. You know, where I happen to work, and you may remember I told you about the livability department here who's enforcing this.
Oh, right. Sounds like a special court.
It's run by a person that is appointed by the mayor, and he has an incredible power.
Yeah, for listeners that don't recall what you're talking about, you're talking about basically Charleston, South Carolina has some sort of special, quote-unquote, livability court, right?
Right, right. And it is from scratch, a fake.
Well, what happens, though? Like, if you don't put a mask on, if you're just going about, you know, doing your business and wherever, and you're not wearing a mask, what's going to happen?
Oh, well, so I can give you a great example, and if you look it up, you can find it. There was a lady that was in Target that didn't have a mask on. She had her child with her. She has a medical exception, and she was approached in the store by two of the mask police that work for the livability department. And that's what they do. They walk around, look for people without masks, write tickets. And they're not deputized. They're not, these are just regular Joes.
You know?
And these are the kind of people you can just walk away from.
What kind of a person takes that kind of a job? I don't understand.
Little tyrant, somebody who has no power.
Well, listen, it gets great. It gets better because they put this woman in tears, harassing her about the mask and wanting to see her proof of an exemption,
which she has no obligation to provide.
Does she have an obligation in that state?
Because her boss, who is on record, you know, he did an interview, and he said that he has instructed his people to write a ticket anyway. If you have an exemption, and you can explain it to the judge. And I don't even know if that's legal, that you have to present it to the court. Because the court, like I said, is totally made up. This is a court for people who leave their trash cans out overnight. And
well, I mean, all courts are totally made up, but I get what you're saying here, Ben.
This is a court for people who didn't like how the regular court works, so they made up another one.
So are you saying people have actually received tickets that you're aware of?
I know one person that has received five.
Wow.
And the first one is $100, and then everyone after that is $500.
Officers hand out 47 citations for downtown mask violations. This is
they'll go out and brag. You know, they have the newspaper behind them. They have the newspaper writing these editorials, making fun of people who don't wear masks, making fun of people who, are quote unquote so stupid as to not understand the science behind the mask.
What happens to somebody if they don't pay the fine?
Well, they can swear out a warrant. And, this, you know, I told you last time that I hope that I get a ticket because I'm going to ask for jail time.
Yeah, I'm curious to know because a lot of times when I ask that question, people don't know.
Yeah.
You know, what happens then?
I have found an answer to that since I talked to you last, and the judge that presides over the fake court, he has thrown a college student in jail because of his continued loud music and partying stuff that complains about by his neighbor.
Wow.
Didn't spend the night in jail.
Just one night?
I to tell you the truth, Ian, I can't remember if it was one night. It was a short amount of time, but it was jail. It was jail. They detained him in jail for a livability offense.
Yeah, it's curious. And thank you, Ben. I'm curious, too. What is the punishment there? Because here in New Hampshire, if you don't pay a fine, it's $150 a day in jail.
But let's talk about HB 43, which alleviates everybody from fines or their licenses being revoked.
This is a House bill.
That's right.
Do you know what the status of that particular bill is?
So it went through the House. I think it still has to go through the Senate.
It passed the House.
It has to go through the Senate. And the governor, when asked if he would veto it or approve it, chuckled. His response was a chuckle.
That's right. He didn't go, derp.
Classic tyrant response.
Total tyrant, yeah. Absolutely. All right, there's more on the way here. 603-283-6160. You're invited to join us here on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
There are lots of ways to listen to Free Talk Live. Our podcast has been around since podcasts began, and now the FTL feed is loaded with content besides our full show archives. Did you know that we make it easy for you to customize your podcast subscriptions? We have different feeds, one that includes only our full shows, one with just the Daily Digest, and our main feed that includes everything. You decide what you listen to. It's quick and easy to customize your feeds at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like your nation, state, or community no longer holds your values? Have you dreamt of a place where people agree that liberty is important and are free to pursue their projects so long as they respect the property of others? There are many people just like you that are discovering FreePrivateCities.com. Their social media links are at the upper right of the page at FreePrivateCities.com. All skill levels will be needed when the first of the Free Private Cities opens. It's sooner than you think. Stop arguing and build. FreePrivateCities.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Telegram. You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you, as always, are invited if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You know, everybody's always talking about buy Bitcoin. Well, that's boring as hell. How about earning some Bitcoin, getting paid with it? That's the way to do it. It is money, after all. Now, if you want to earn Bitcoin and other great cryptocurrencies at your business, AnyPayX.com can help you. Your customers will love it, and everyone in town is going to be talking about your store being the Bitcoin store. And it's just fun. Get the free app and start earning Bitcoin at your business, AnyPayX.com. That's AnyPayX.com. We have one of the founders of AnyPayX with us as well. He's Derek J. Freeman. Hey, Derek.
What a coincidence.
Hey, guys. Hey, so there's some here's a good life hack. If you're doing something that is going to make people nervous, that's like carrying a gun, or walking into a store without a mask on.
Or both.
Today,
or both. I did
gonna,
both today.
Or both. That's going to make people nervous, okay? So just realize that as a human being on the planet, you have a brain. You're going to make people nervous if you're doing things like that today. But 90% of communication is nonverbal. And so people are looking for visual cues to see, is this person a threat? Like, you see someone and you need to cross the street because they're making you nervous. You know, that's totally normal. And here's the life hack that is going to allow you to be one of these people who might make people nervous because you don't want to wear a mask, or maybe you do want to wear a firearm on your hip, or whatever you're doing. Here it is. It's the easiest thing, and you're going to increase your freedom 500%. Just do this. These three things. First one's the hardest one. Wear a clean, ironed, collared shirt and tuck it into your pants. I guarantee you will increase your freedom 100% just doing this one thing. People will look at you differently if you're wearing a collared shirt that's ironed and clean. What they see when you walk into a store.
Dress like Derek J.
Yeah. I'm not.
Fine dresser, by the way. An absolutely amazing dresser.
Snazzy, yeah.
It's a game, right? Like, I don't actually dress for myself. I dress for other people. Because you're playing a trick. You're giving them visual cues about who you are and either are you a danger or are you safe? And so I can walk right into any store without a mask because people can look at me and say, okay, that guy's not a threat, right? And if I had a big I'm not picking on any individual, seriously.
Oh, here comes the beard comment.
If I had a big scraggly hair emanating from my head, I look like maybe that person, I should stay away from them. Maybe that, you know, person, I don't know.
Well, somebody might call you intimidating today, right?
The intimidating comment, yes. Yeah, it was kind of directed at me, but yeah.
Yeah,
it may have not been you. It may have been someone else. Seriously, you know. And so, but here are the three. Let me just run through them real quick.
But, I mean,
wear a clean shirt.
Skyler's a big guy. I mean, he is. But just there's. I mean, if you did put on a nice shirt, it probably would make you a little less intimidating.
I could not agree more. No, I agree 100%. People are intimidated by me.
But at the same time, you know, there is something to be said for being yourself, right?
Yes.
And wearing the thing
totally.
You want to wear.
You should be able to wear whatever you want to wear. You should be able to go everywhere naked for, you know, what I think.
You're just saying this is how people look at people.
But, yeah, in reality, there are people out there, and we live in a society, so there's other people, and they've got their own fears and their own things. But this, it doesn't diminish your freedom very much to just put on a clean shirt. And then, okay, number two, run a comb through your hair or put on a hat. Make some kind of effort to protect your crown. Because that shows that you're of sound mind. Like, if you've got crazy hair, think Einstein. People are like, that guy's crazy. You know, you look at him, he's got wacky hair.
Yeah.
But if you've got it under control.
I don't ever run a comb through my hair.
You do have a little bit of alfalfa action going on. Yeah.
It tells people, this person might be crazy. Okay, third one, very easy. Wear a clean face. Clean your face. This is about framing your smile. So if you walk in, somebody's first impression of you is a guy who's got a clean face and he's smiling, you have 1,000% more chance of success walking through a store, you know, without a mask on. If you're smiling and you look safe and clean and of sound mind and body. And that's all I want to say.
Hey, Derek,
it's going to increase your freedom.
Before you go, I just want to let you know that underneath my clean collared shirt that I wore to the studio
today.
You
are wearing a collared shirt. It's not pressed.
I did wear a T-shirt that just happens to say, "Obey the Beard."
Wise advice. That's wise advice. And I just want to elaborate a little bit on what you said, that the smile, to me, is the most important part.
That's the most important.
Totally.
Eye contact and smile is huge.
Yes,
and,
totally.
And, I'm a conversation starter, so that's, the moment I walk up to people and I start talking to them, they immediately, calm down.
Yeah.
Their feathers go down. They stop looking so worried. If it's a tense situation, it's a different story sometimes. But for the most part, eye contact and smile are huge for me. And
totally.
Clean appearance, no matter what your appearance
is. Your beard is awesome, by the way. I love beards. I'm very pro beard.
Super soft, too.
It indicates strength and it's manly and it's good. And beards are great. And I encourage everyone who can to have one and to groom it.
Well, a smile goes a long way. I mean, that's the thing that I think everybody can do. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to go on board with saying change yourself, because, you got to be yourself, and I think that's important. But if you aren't somebody who smiles, that's worth working on. It's worth practicing to smile more, and there are ways to do this, actually, if it's going to sound silly. But if you're alone, if you're in your car, you can put a big grin on your face.
Yeah.
And you'll actually feel better when if you're feeling down, you had a bad day or whatever, go ahead, fake it till you make it, basically. Put a smile on your face, you will feel silly, you'll feel a little bit better in that moment. And the more you can smile out in real life, the more disarming that is for people, because that's something that we're missing now more than ever. I was just talking about this last night with some people hanging out here, and it's like, with all these masks around, you don't even have people who are in, grocery stores or in department stores. The employees themselves are not talking to their customers.
Right,
they're not going up to you and saying, "Hey, can I help you with something?" They're not smiling. They're not making you feel welcome like they are supposed to or like they used to.
Yeah, the infectious part of the smile has been killed.
Right.
Yeah. Right? Because you can't go, it's a beautiful spring day, right? And everybody is generally, out and about. "Oh, yeah, let's go outside." And if they're all wearing masks, you can't participate in their joy. So the smile is no longer contagious.
Yeah, it's no longer a nice day. It's now a depressing day because there's people outside, but they've all got masks on, and you can't see if they're enjoying their day. It's just, it's so awful.
It's bland. And one of the things that I love to say to people when I see them not wearing a mask, male or female, I look them straight in the face and I say, "Hey, you, I love to see that smile. You keep showing that beautiful smile." Like, it makes everything so much brighter.
If I see somebody in a store or whatever who's also, which is rare, but who's also not wearing a mask, I'll always make a point. I'll go out of my way to encounter them. If I see them, on the other side of the store, I'll go out of my way just to say, "Nice to see a smiling face." And even if they're not smiling when I say it, they will as soon as I finish saying it.
And they will never give you an attitude or say that they hope you die or anything like that.
A lot of times they come back with a really nice quip as well.
Yep.
So, Derek J., thanks, man.
Thank you, Derek J.
Check him out.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. AnyPayX.com, great site to accept cryptocurrencies. They're doing amazing work over there. 603-283-6160. And by the way, he called in through our Matrix chat server. That's why he sounded almost like he was sitting here with us. That great.
Buttery.
You can sound like that, too. Just go to chat.freetalklive.com. You'll find the step-by-step instructions on how to join the server. There's more coming up. Free Talk Live.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. "Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. As vaccination efforts continue to ramp up across the country, more than 101 million doses of the coronavirus vaccine have been administered in the U.S., with nearly 20% of the country having received at least one dose. About 2.3 million shots a day are being administered, with that number expected to quickly increase as more states expand eligibility for the vaccine. Dr. Jonathan Reiner is a professor of medicine and surgery at George Washington University and tells CNN that with more people getting fully vaccinated, now is the time to carefully reopen.
I think we should start to open. And I think the CDC needs to be more proactive in providing these guidelines. But vaccination not only prevents you from acquiring severe illness, but we now know with certainty that it largely prevents transmission. So we should be cautiously opening our economy to people who have been fully vaccinated.
This is USA Radio News. An apparent warning over COVID from Washington is not being well received in Florida. Mike Fortier reports from the USA Radio News Florida Bureau.
When President Biden addressed the nation Thursday night to mark 1 year since COVID came to our shores, he seemed to issue a warning.
Because if we don't stay vigilant and the conditions change, then we may have to reinstate restrictions to get back on track.
That remark not sitting well with Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, who responded Friday.
Let me just tell you, there's no lockdowns in Florida, okay? We're not going to let anyone close schools. We're not going to let anyone take your jobs. We're not going to let anyone close your business. So don't worry about that in Florida.
The numbers may back up Florida's approach of defying lockdowns. Despite the presence of the B.1.1.7 variant strain and concerns of a post-Super Bowl spike, COVID cases are still declining. Time will tell if spring break will reverse those gains. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And this is USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our number... 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I want to say thank you to a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. Studio 8424 LRN is their username, and I want to say thanks because they're backing us up with the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's a way for you to help us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations. You've heard some radio listeners calling in tonight. It's really nice to have radio stations airing this show. That's primarily what the show is. We are also, of course, on the internet. We've got a podcast. But I grew up with radio. I love radio, and I'm grateful to be on almost 200, really like 185 and change stations.
So, we'll be on more.
Yep. So thank you for everybody out there listening to the show, and thank you to Studio 8424 LRN.
If that's the guy, I think it is. That guy also rebroadcasts our radio
he
show.
He does, on the Float app,
yeah, so
FLOTE.
Double thanks.
So, yeah, thanks for backing us up on the AMP program. You get some cool perks if you join it. You can go and learn more and sign up with PayPal, credit card, debit card, Bitcoin, BTC, all over at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to your calls and thoughts here. We have Jim. He's in Columbia, South Carolina. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, I just want to say there is nothing virtuous whatsoever about just blindly obeying and complying with authority.
No doubt.
So these people who think they're a hero because they're just listening to the government and wearing a mask when they tell them to, I mean, there's nothing virtuous about that.
You won't find any disagreement on this show.
Not at any point.
Yeah. If anything, I think it's kind of cowardly, but people want to feel like they're, you know, a hero just for going along with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it takes more courage. You know, it's more courageous to say, no, I'm not just going to give up my freedom like that just because the government tells me to.
Yeah, well, because freedom matters.
Tells me to.
You know? And even if there was a dangerous virus or something like that out there, I would still not really want to go through these ridiculous hoops. But at least then you'd have some reason to consider it. If there were people actually dropping dead in our life, like if we actually saw that happening on an irregular basis, I think a lot more people would probably think twice on these matters.
But I've seen no evidence of a pandemic.
Not at all.
You know, I also have to agree that...
You wouldn't need to make it mandatory because people would voluntarily want to do
true.
That.
Right. That's true. What were you saying, Skyler?
I was just going to say that I think it is more courageous to not wear a mask because you have to accept the fact that you're going to be accosted. Like, people are going to bother you. People are going to yell at you. They're going to give you dirty looks. They're going to say things, and they feel justified in doing that. And
sure. They're the majority.
You accept that every time you walk into an establishment without having a mask on. So it does take courage.
Jim,
yeah, I haven't worn one this entire time. Yes. And when it first started, I did have a handful of people trying to give me a hard time about it. But like you guys were saying earlier, if you're just nice and polite to people, I find they usually don't even care. I mean, I go everywhere without a mask, and I've never been kicked out of a store. Nice to be. I don't even smile. I'm just like, you know, polite to people, and I don't make a big deal about it.
I am generally
polite
as well.
I would leave and just go somewhere else.
I will return to some extent the level of difficulty people will give me, however, so by default I will be kind. And, you know, if you say, hey, do you need a mask, or hey, you should be wearing a mask, I'll say no thank you, and I'll just keep walking. If they push it a little bit, I'll say I've got I'm exempt. And then usually that's where they back away, and then I just keep, you know, go about my business, and I'm never yell at them or snap at them or anything like that. But if they do start to, you know, give me some trouble or, you know, get a little bit more intense, then I will, you know, take a more firmer position if need be. And I've not yet gotten to the point where I felt as though I had to grab a video camera in somebody's private business, because I don't like doing that. That's one of the reasons I didn't go inside the grocery store today, was because, number one, I just generally don't shop there, but number two, I feel uncomfortable bringing a camera into somebody else's private business. You know, it's like, it just, as a camera guy, somebody who tries to be respectful of private property like that, I feel like
they got cameras inside there.
They do have cameras inside there, and that's certainly their right to do. And
they are open to the public.
They are. That's true.
And it keeps people I'd like to say it keeps people accountable, but it doesn't necessarily keep people accountable. But it does highlight their actions. Like we had somebody who was swearing at a lady who was holding a baby today, like a little teeny tiny baby, and he walked
by.
Was
it the same guy that said words to you outside? Was it the same old guy?
No, this was a different guy.
Young guy, right?
Much younger guy.
I know which one you're talking about, because he came by. I was outside when he stormed out of the store.
Yep.
He knew who I was, and I know who he is, but I couldn't connect where I know him from. He's one of the Keene people.
Sure.
And he walks by me, says something like, you guys are crazy, and, you know, get the F out of here, Ian, and then get the F out of here. I was like, what's your name? And he just kept walking.
Takes a lot of courage to verbally assault a woman and her baby in the
while
grocery store.
While behind a mask,
yeah. while there's plenty of other people behind her that you could have taken your rage out on.
Right.
Like, take your rage out on me, bro.
Exactly. Hey, Jim, thanks for the call. I appreciate it, man. 603-283-6160. We're referring, by the way, for listeners just tuning in, we started the show talking about what happened today here in Keene, New Hampshire. It was a mask-free flash mob that went to the local co-op grocery store, and that's where the encounter with this guy you were talking about, and then there was this other old guy who like had a roll of quarters in his hand and was threatening to punch anybody that came near him. He was lost his mind and continued losing his mind in the parking lot. Then he followed you guys after the cops came and told everybody, you got to leave. You know, we're going to trespass you. We don't want you on the property. And everybody left. There was no problem. Nobody got arrested.
Right.
So that's one of the things I was really happy about. And even though they said that you had to leave, they didn't tell anybody you were trespassed for 1 year. And that's what happened in at the Hannaford in Nashua. There was another flash mob, mask-free flash mob that went to the Hannaford in Nashua. The cops came there, kicked them out of the store.
Then they collected names.
And then, well, I don't think they collected names.
Oh, they didn't?
They just said, you're trespassed for a year.
Well,
so they
then
even know
they're not really is. Even trespassed. Unless they collect your names and write it down, they can't actually do a thing.
So the police officer that came up to me and accused me of being the leader, we got to highlight that still. Yeah. But when he came up to me, he told me that I was actually never allowed back.
Oh, really?
Never. Dang. Dang.
He doesn't know who you are, but I guess he can probably identify you because
it's the beard.
You know, people know who you are.
Yeah, the
you
only reason
arrested.
I know
you got arrested at the governor's house.
Yes, sir. So,
the only reason I know that store is open to the public is because, well, when I first landed here in Keene, it was the closest store to the apartment that I rented,
okay.
And I didn't have a car at the time, so of course I had to pop in there. The only real reason to go to that store, in my opinion, is because they have a great beer selection. That's the only reason to go to this.
I bet there's a lot of great beer selections in Keene.
There's actually a little shop in Keene that's all about, like, weirdo beers.
Yep, been there.
Yeah, so they've got a pretty good selection there, I think, too.
Yep.
So there was another aspect of what you were saying there. The number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. Oh, yeah, I was going to say, finally, somebody else is now in charge. I'm really grateful you've taken over here, Skyler, because almost every time when the cops show up to a group, they make a beeline for me, and they think I'm in charge or whatever. Even though we've always pointed out these are all individuals, and it was pointed out today.
It was a beautiful situation.
Yeah. I wish I had the video queued up, but I can't say for sure if there weren't any profanities or whatever.
It's a real weight off your shoulders, isn't it?
Yeah, it's refreshing. But it was so cool because when the cop was accusing you of being, you know, the ringleader or whatever. A bunch of people were like, well, I'm the leader, you know.
Perfect.
It was amazing.
A beautiful thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I love
and there was at least a dozen people around at that moment. So, and the cops, they don't know how to handle things like this. They're better at it in Keene. Like, his attitude, he wasn't being as intimidating. Like, they, I got to give them credit. Like, they weren't terrible.
They're getting better at handling these situations because they're getting used to it.
Well, Keene's had a lot of practice.
Right.
Because they've had a bunch of activism here for a long time, and that cop in particular has been around for all of it. A lot of them are younger, they're newer, but that one's been around. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you can go all the way back to Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. Check that out at victimlesscrimespree.com. That was happening about 10 years ago.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
What you want right here. Our number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
I'm Skyler from Savage Truth 603.
And the Captain.
And by the way, that's his YouTube channel, Savage Truth 603. Captain, you got a website, too. It's lordkickass.com.
Correct. We were talking about burning face diapers earlier. I made a parody of a Beatles song called The Paperback Writer.
That's right.
Turned into Wear the Face Diaper. And you can find that over at lordkickass.com.
Did you do you link, by the way, to the COVID carols from your website at all?
Not yet, right? No, I don't have the ability to do that with the way it's set up. I'm not a web guy, so I literally have the URL pointed at another service provider's page to where I can't, like, you know, yeah.
But so you also were the writer of the COVID carol, so if people want to check
which are amazing.
Out, they are. They're great.
I did record one of them, and it is up at lordkickass.com. It is still free to download.
Right on. So check that out, and if you want to look for the COVID carols, just go to freekeen.com. You can type it in the search box, and you'll find those. You can download the song sheet and go out and do some caroling.
Had such a good time right now.
It doesn't have to be the Christmas time, you know, to do classic carols like the COVID carols. You'll love them.
They're always relevant.
All right. We go back to your phone calls and thoughts here. We can talk more about the mask-free flash mob that happened earlier today. But first, we go to Robert. He's in South Carolina listening to WTMA. Go ahead, Robert.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much. I just wanted to mention, you know, I don't know if people realize it, but America would not be, there would never have been a revolution if the Jews hadn't been there, because it was the last $400,000 that the Jews scraped up in order to get that together to continue the revolution. The American soldiers were tired and sick and hungry, and they wanted to go home. And George Washington sent a message to the Jewish community and said, "We're out of money. You're our only chance. You've got to scrape up an additional $400,000. Otherwise, we just have to call this quits." And they did. They got it together. And the British found out about it, and they found out where that stagecoach was going to be to deliver the $400,000. And they tried to hijack it, but the president, it would be General Washington, he knew, he found out that the British found out about it, and he prevented the stagecoach from, with the $400,000 in it from being hijacked.
That's interesting.
And,
I had not heard that
story.
That's
why we're free today. So they should think about that with it. And also the Federal Reserve Bank, that's a business operation. That has nothing to do with Judaism or anything like that. That's a strictly a business operation, and there are other families in there as well. Like
yeah, and it doesn't matter whether it's a Jewish operation or a Christian operation or whatever. The Federal Reserve needs to go away. It is a bad organization.
Not only is it not federal, but it has no reserves.
Thanks for the call, Robert. We continue. Harry's in South Carolina. Harry is the counselor that was mentioned earlier on the show tonight. He is a city councilor there. Is that right, Harry?
Yeah, I'm a city councilman in Charleston, and I called you guys before. I was telling you about.
Yeah, there was a guy who actually called in, and he brought you up tonight, and he said that there is an attack against you, claiming that you are a racist or a white supremacist. What's going on?
Yeah, this cancel culture, you know, they're coming after me because I think differently. I believe in limited government, and I am just appalled at the oversight that we've had throughout this entire pandemic. We have told our citizens basically what to do every single day throughout this thing. We have shut our businesses down. We are fining people every single day for not wearing masks. And I'm talking about people are getting fined $500. I mean, these are not small fines. And the courts have been shut down throughout this whole pandemic as well. So we're getting ready to open up the livability court again, which is a made-up court because we're a tourist city here in Charleston. I don't even know the legality of this livability court. But basically, we have a HOA of Charleston that goes around and rates people tickets all day long. And I have obviously been outspoken against big government, and I have talked about how I think that our government is wrong. And
Why are they saying, Harry, that you are a white supremacist? I mean, what are they trying to drag you through the mud for?
There was going to be a rally, a Tea Party rally, where we were going to fight taxes, mm-hmm. and they asked me to come speak, and I originally said I would, and when I heard that there was going to be some more militaristic, you know, and there was going to be some guys there that were forming their own militia and that sort of thing, mm-hmm. I said, no, thank you. I can't be a part of that. I'm on the city council, and the last thing I need is to create more divisiveness because we're already very divided. You know, this whole mask mandate and everything else going on, we're very, very divided. So I said, no, thank you. Well, the far left, they just by the sheer fact that I had even agreed to go from the beginning, they wanted to cancel me. So even before Dr. Seuss and all these Disney movies and Pepe Le Pew and everybody else, since December of 2020, there has been a large group of people in Charleston that have wanted to cancel me, and they've been trying so hard. But I will not resign from my seat. I will not leave my seat. And here we are in March. They're trying to make a code of conduct, the city of Charleston is, where they can censure me. They want to put together this code of conduct that basically says if I were to come on a radio show or go on Facebook or just basically just say what I want to say, they want to be able to use that as a tactic to try to censure me. And, you know, this is what it's like to live in a city like Charleston, where government has all of the say-so. The people have no say-so as to what happens.
It's out of control. Now, what happens with this so-called livability court? The caller earlier had brought it up on previous shows.
Yeah.
It's like some sort of, you know, made-up court that they have just for the city of Charleston.
It's like the city's version of an HOA. You know, they go around. They have absolutely no police training whatsoever, but they have a ticket book. And they can go around and they harass
people. Gave them a clipboard.
And
oh, boy.
Micro-tyrants.
Yeah. Okay. So what happens if you write, if I'm in downtown Charleston and I'm not wearing a mask because I'm not going to be, and one of these jackballs comes up and tries to write me a ticket, if I don't tell him who I am, what happens?
Then they're going to get another officer to come in and they're going to try to harass you.
Like an actual
and then
cop?
One of the,
like they're going to call the actual police?
No. What they're going to do is these livability officers, all they are, it's just like you or me. They're hired by the city They don't go through any formal training, but they're given a clipboard and a little fake badge. So one of them is going to come up to you and start interrogating you, while the other one runs and tries to find a police officer so that they can actually write you an actual citation, because you can tell these livability guys to go screw off. You don't have to give them your ID. You don't have to give them any information.
So then but if they can find a Charleston cop and bring an actual cop into the scene, the cop will assist them and will write a summons?
Well, technically they're supposed to, but our Charleston Police Department, you know, they don't want to get involved in these kind of things. I mean, it's really, honestly, just a code violation. It is not a criminal defense. It's not a criminal citation. It's not a criminal
act. Right, but if a cop comes up to me and says, oh, you know, you've got a joint in your hand, I'm going to have to write you a violation, because now in New Hampshire it's no longer a misdemeanor. It's now a violation after a decrim that happened in 2017.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, okay. It's just a code violation.
Hold on. So if they say I'm going to write you a violation, and they say, what's your name, and I don't say anything, they can arrest me, take me down to the station, then hold me for as long as necessary to figure out who I am so they can put a name and an address on the violation. Once they get that, they will then let you go. What happens in Charleston, you know, with these you know, wannabes that are the livability cops?
Luckily, we have not got to that point, but that's what I'm afraid of. You
when
know,
you say we haven't gotten to that point,
livability.
What do you mean? Which point have you not gotten to?
We haven't gotten to the point. We haven't gotten to the point where a livability, you know, officer goes and gets an actual police officer and they get into that situation. We
but is that,
any,
is that because most people
that.
Will tell them their name? Is that because most people will obediently say, I'm Jim Smith. I live at 123 West Street.
Yes, I think that's a large part of it. And I think the other part of it is that our actual police officers are not going to get involved with these little.
Well, I hope you're right about that. You know, I hope you're right. And Harry, thank you for the call tonight, although it's hard to imagine the police not wanting to write a ticket in
is what they
places.
Do.
Yeah. But I do appreciate your call, and thank you for sharing what's going on there in Charleston. Because that's the thing. People don't think outside of these boxes. Oh, there's a guy with a clipboard. He wants to know my name. I better give him my name. Well, what happens if you don't? What are they going to do? Yeah. You know, if they're not an actual cop, then they shouldn't be able to arrest you, which means you should be able to just walk the F away from whoever this person is. And I'd love it if somebody in Charleston would actually try that. And better yet, get video of this. Where's the video? Where's the video of these, you know, clipboard-wielding guys? I want to see what this interaction is like.
Sounds like I need to go to Charleston.
Nah. We got our hands full.
We do.
Up here.
We do.
603-283-6160. But it definitely helps to have a group of people who know their rights, who are willing to assert them. That's what the difference between here and there.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.